From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark, and this is the Aviation Minute. For a guy who flies airplanes, reading books might sound like, well, a bit of a dull pastime. But I don't think you become much of a writer either if you don't read, so I've always tried to do some of both. One of my all-time favorites is Sherlock Holmes, tales of the world-famous detective created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle in the late 19th century. I'm sure that's why I'm fascinated with digging into even the darkest corners of what makes aviation safe. Or not, as the case may be. On Sunday this week, the Telegraph of London ran a story that reopened a case that probably would have perplexed even Mr. Holmes. The disappearance of Malaysian Flight 370, gone now more than 3 months. To date, there hasn't been one single shred of physical evidence that proves any of the dozen or so theories about what happened aboard that airplane less than an hour after it departed Kuala Lumpur in March. The mystery was never solved, just put on hold. Then last Friday, a media note surfaced from Australia that said authorities were again altering the search area for the airplane to another part of the South Indian Ocean. All this based on some yet undefined new analysis. Yesterday's Telegraph story again pointed the possible finger of responsibility at the captain of the 777, Zahari Shah, and his flight simulator. Of course, by now, anyone who's been following the MH370 mystery knows the captain had a flight simulator at his home that safety officials and detectives tore apart, finding absolutely nothing. Or so we thought. During a few of my talking head appearances on Fox News in March, I told the anchors that half the pilots I know own or operate a flight simulator, so nothing strange there. Then came yesterday's story that forensics people had recreated some of what was deleted from Zahari's simulator before the March 8th flight. Sound plausible to me, since hitting the delete key doesn't really delete anything on a computer. It simply removes part of the file name so the computer can no longer locate the file on the hard drive. Here's where it gets interesting. Among the deleted files on Zahari's flight simulator, the Telegraph says investigators found evidence used to practice landing an aircraft on a small runway on some unnamed island in the far southern Indian Ocean. Whoa. Of course, I don't know what the islands were that the investigators found, but if these new details are true, this could well be the first piece of evidence that we've had that points anywhere in the MH370 mystery. A source of mine at the Daily Mirror in London told me that more details of this investigation are going to be released this week. Not surprisingly, the Malaysian government denied the story in the Telegraph, but then we all know that that government's credibility went into the tank a long time ago. Most important about this potential new evidence, though, is that it offers some hope that we might find the airplane and the 239 people that were aboarded on March 8th. Of course, only time will tell. But as Sherlock Holmes said about the science of deductive thinking, no matter how unbelievable the evidence may at first appear, when you eliminate all other factors, the one that remains must be the truth. So stay tuned. From Chicago, I'm Rob Mark. See you next time.